Hi, everyone. This is Nick Forster. Welcome back to the E-Town Archives. This week, we are going back to 2002 to revisit an episode featuring one of the great songwriters, producers, guitar players, and singers, Mr. J.J. Cale. He had a career that spanned over a dozen solo records. I guess his first one was Naturally in 1972, but of course he was part of that famous Tulsa crew that moved out to Los Angeles and had such an impact. He wrote songs that other people recorded, and he had a kind of a quiet, almost anonymous career. He didn't perform live all the time. He didn't do a ton of interviews. He kept his picture off his album covers in the early days, but he was nonetheless incredibly influential. And his songs, of course, have been covered by lots and lots of people. We had the pleasure of welcoming JJ to E-Town back in August of 2002. And it was an amazing experience just to witness his laid-back approach to performing and just letting space and time kind of open up and how that invites the audience in. It was just incredible. I learned so much from him. Anyway, this is a great segment from the E-Town Archives that I hope you enjoy. JJ would have turned 79 this week, so we're sending out some birthday love to JJ wherever you are. I hope you enjoy this rare performance from E-Town Archives of Mr. JJ Cale.
Traveling light, it's the only way to fly. Traveling light, just you and I. One way ticket to paradise, maybe once, maybe twice. Traveling light, it's the only way to fly. Traveling light, we can catch the wind. Traveling light, let your mind pretend. One way ticket to ecstasy, you're bound to say, follow me. Traveling light, we can go beyond. Catch the wind. Traveling light, and let your mind pretend. One way ticket to paradise, maybe once all they say, maybe twice. Traveling light, we can go beyond. I've had nothing but the blues since I heard your name. No more, and no more blues a day. And no more, and no more blues a day. I've had nothing but the blues since you came my way. Nothing but the blues since you came along. Low down, low down, dirty shame. Low down, low down, dirty shame. I had nothing but the blues since I heard your name.
I like the fact that, I mean, it sure sounds like you, just hear you play, sounds like you. And we're all products of where we grew up and what we listened to. I wonder if you could help us get a tiny little picture of what Tulsa might have been like as you were growing up.
It's just a regular Midwestern Oklahoma kind of prairie kind of a town, you know. Oil business was real big then, you know, in Tulsa.
I kind of think of Tulsa in those times as being a Western swing place, just because we used to get to hang around with, I used to play some music with Leon McAuliffe and some of those guys that...
All those guys lived there. Bob Wills, it was from Texas, but he migrated up to... There's a club there. It's actually not a club. It's a big dance hall called Kane's Ballroom. And Bob Wills used to play there all the time. And then Leon McAuliffe was his steel guitar player. And all the musicians all kind of lived there in Tulsa. And it was Western swing music. It was real big in the 40s and through the 50s.
And is that what you started playing when you started out?
Yeah, I just kind of play anything, you know, I could get somebody to pay me for, you know. I played Western swing, and then rock and roll come along, and we also did jazz and pop and blues and that kind of stuff.
And were you writing songs back then?
No, I started off just a guitar player. I played in a million different bands, and I think the singer quit one night, and I had to start singing, and I went, oh, no, you know. Playing the guitar is great. Singing's another deal. And then I ended up in L.A., and I knew that if I was going to be the world's greatest guitar player, I was never going to make any money. I decided that the living was to be made in songwriting, and yeah. I've been real lucky there.
Yeah, I'll say. I was... I mean, everybody knows about the Eric Clapton covers, but I was just looking at a list. This is just like a short list of some of the people that have covered your songs. Chet Atkins, Bobby Blue Bland, Freddie King, Clarence Gatemouth Brown, Johnny Cash, Dr. Hook, Leonard Skinner, Johnny Rivers, Santana, The Seldom Seen, Widespread Panic, Maria Muldaur, Waylon Jennings. I mean, this is a big list. Are there any covers that that you're particularly fond of?
Yeah, there's several. I wrote a song called Cajun Moon, and for some reason, the ladies like that, and I've had several. Sissy Houston, which is Whitney Houston's mother, and Maria Muldaur cut it, and a couple other people cut it. Yeah, I always liked their versions. I never liked mine, but the people who covered it, I always went, all right, you know.
You have, as I said in the beginning, kind of done things at your own pace and not exactly chosen the path of stardom and being up front all the time. Mm-hmm. How's that worked out for you?
It's worked out pretty good. I can go down to the local direct store and people don't come up and want me to want an autograph. I kind of figured out when I was a real young fella, I played with a bunch of rock and roll people who were very famous, and then I had no privacy at all. I mean, they go to eat and they couldn't eat, and then I went, I don't really want to do that. So I kind of disguised the whole deal for many years.
Well, let me ask you about that, too, because there have been times where you just didn't go out and play at all, maybe 5, 6, 7 years at a time.
Right, I retire from time. I'm kind of like Frank Sinatra. I retire, you know, and then I go, oh, well, I think I'll go out and play some gigs, you know.
And so you have a live record, and yes, you're out playing some live shows and just kind of mixing it up. You're doing them largely solo? Or
I play some solo gigs. Started off playing solo, and the younger crowd started coming in, and they wanted to rock and roll, so I started adding musicians, and before I got through, I got 9 musicians in those, so we can kind of rock and roll a little bit.
Well, I have to tell you, it's a pleasure to get to hear you play. Your guitar playing, really, is what's so cool for me is that the way you play guitar, it's not exactly like the way you phrase as a singer. No. But it sounds a lot like someone might sing. Turns out it would be somebody other than you. But
that'd be nice.
But it's a remarkable kind of lyric way of playing that's just so great. You kind of remind us all that this laid back is okay. It's really okay. I appreciate you stopping by.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank
you. Get back to music. Once again, welcome back to E-Town, J.J. Cale.
Well, my heart ain't in it, my mind's blank. Can't seem to function, can't seem to think. The doctor told me, cure your ills. Get yourself a woman, boy, that'll pay your bills. Have a clean your house, make your bed. Rub your bottom and hold your head. Get yourself a lover, a friend and a wife. Get yourself a woman, boy, get yourself a life. Doctor told me, doctor told me, doctor told me, get yourself in line. Well now, here I am standing around this lonesome house. Ain't got no woman, ain't got no spouse. I sure feel bad, I sure feel blue. I sure feel that one thing I need you. Doctor told me, doctor told me, get yourself a life. I sure feel bad, I sure feel blue. One thing I sure feel, I sure need you. Doctor told me, doctor told me, doctor told me, get yourself a life.
after midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug a lug and shout. Hey, we're gonna call talking suspicion, give an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna shake your tambourine. Hey, after midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. Yeah, we're gonna go talk and suspicion, give an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. Play one now. And suspicion, give an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. Oh, play your dobro, man.
Thank you for listening. This is Nick Forster. Join us next week, and we'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.